How great was it to see Devon have a game like that where he really showed what he could do in open space?
Oh, it was awesome, but not surprising. I mean, he's shown it before. He showed it against Boise State. He was actually my first completion against Nebraska was to him. I have a lot of trust in Devon. I know that in any game he's there, he's going to be making plays and he's going to be getting open. So it was fun to see him get in a rhythm and kind of, you know, he really got to show once again that he's a very good receiver for us.
You've done a really good job distributing the ball. Kind of talk about how that is for a quarterback, being able to just depend on so many guys.
It's awesome. I actually just saw the other day that like our top three receivers are separated by 3 yards. You know, with Devon at 342, Mitch 341, Juergens at 339. So I mean, it's pretty cool to see that no matter where I go in the field, I've got a playmaker. And then Kurtz has like 280, same with Taryn is like 275. So, I mean, those top five right there are all incredible receivers. And then you got other guys, too, who can step in and make plays. So it makes my job really easy. And I say that all the time, but it really does. Because that way I don't have to be, you know, favoring one side or having to look just to one guy. I can go anywhere on the field and know that I've got a guy who I can trust and who's going to make the catch.
It seems like this offense is designed that way, that the more you spread it around, the more it opens up things for everybody else. Is that kind of what you've come to, you know, understand and as you, you know, learn the offense?
Yeah, I think we're just doing the best we can to take advantage of the weapons we have. You know, a good offense is able to do multiple things well. And it makes, you know, it makes us tougher to stop. You know, if we were just using one guy, it's pretty easy to key on that. But when we distribute the ball like we're doing and we establish a strong running game like we've been able to do, you know, it makes our offense more dynamic and helps us win. So it's fun to be a part of and fun to see the progress and growth that's come throughout the season. And we still have a long ways to go. You know, we're still working hard to fine-tune those things and get even more effective as an offense.
How's your hamstring?
No, I knew it was coming, but no, it's good. It's doing well, getting a lot better. The training staff is working hard with me and working hard to get it ready to go for Friday.
You're avoiding the RV stairs?
I do it a little bit. It's good to, you know, get some exercise and use the leg. You know, you don't want to keep it, you know, bottled up the whole all week. So it's okay. It feels good.
How was your mobility in practice today? How many reps did you do?
I'm just, you know, taking it, you know, it's kind of a little bit limited, but it's been good. It's getting better, and it's already feeling a lot better compared to Saturday. And so the training staff has done a great job, and we'll continue to work hard to rehab it throughout the week.
What and, percentage would you say you're at right now?
Oh, I don't know. Day-to-day, I'll say that. I just have to put a number on it. But you know, I'm feeling good. I'm grateful for the training staff. They're helping me out a lot, and you know, should be good to go to play on Friday.
If you were a receiver or running back, would it be a bigger issue, the fact that your quarterback is maybe a little different?
Yeah, it definitely plays a role. You know, obviously, if you're a receiver, running back, you're, you know, sprinting every single play. Whereas in my position, you know, I don't have to do that as much. So that definitely plays a role in the treatment and in the decision to play or not. But, you know, like I said before, I'm just, you know, just taking it day by day and working hard to rehab like crazy and make sure that I get it as healthy as possible.
Short week coming up here with the Friday game. What have you seen out of Cincy? What kind of strikes you about them sort of at first glance?
Well, they're a good team. I actually watched their game against Miami a couple of weeks ago. We were in the hotel, and they're a good team. Athletic, fast, and on both sides of the ball, they move. They move well. So that's going to, you know, push us to be athletic as well, to match their speed, match their physicality. But I feel like that's something that we've been doing well these, you know, past couple of weeks. We've been improving on that side of the ball, on that aspect. So, you know, they run a lot of man coverage, but they also like to mix things up. You know, they do a lot of cover three, cover two. So it's no matter what they do, we have to be able to execute. You know, no matter what fronts they give us, we have to be able to do our part, play hard, play physical, and play fast, which is, you know, which I feel like we can do pretty well.
Are you expecting a game kind of like last Saturday? You have to score a lot of points to maybe beat these guys?
Whatever it takes to win. Obviously, that's what we want to do as an offense. We want to score every time we go on the field. We want to score. and sometimes games get a little bit higher scoring, and just depending on what happens on the defensive side of things, you know. So as an offense, we don't really worry, you know, think about, okay, what's it going to take? We just expect to score every time we go out in the field, and that's the mentality we have to have. And I feel like, you know, as an offense, we're developing that mindset. We're developing that attitude of, you know, if we step out in the field and we want to get the ball in the end zone.
I feel like you're doing better as far as finishing drives and kind of
counting things off. Yeah, I feel like we are. You know, we kind of repeated what we did against UConn, first drive, turning it over, you know, which obviously you don't want to do. But I feel like throughout the game, we got going. We got in a rhythm, and we were able to finish more drives, get more touchdowns on the board, and which is a good step forward. Obviously, there's a lot of room to improve, things we can work on to do that even better. But I feel like we're taking steps in the right direction.
Have things kind of quieted down for you off the field as far as the demand for your time and all that? You feel like you've kind of settled into more of a, you know, time?
Maybe a little bit. But, you know, there's still so much to be done. You know, I'm you know, constantly here, whether it's with practice and then with, you know, lifting and watching film. So there's always, you know, there's always things to do, things to get done to help us, you know, have a good chance to win. So, but that's fine. I love it. That's, you know, I love that grind. You know, I love working hard and being able to, you know, see that improvement. So it's been good.
If you weren't at BYU, would you grow your hair long like your brother?
No. I can't pull it off like he does. He grew that all while I was gone on my mission. So I was seeing pictures of it as it was going along, and yeah, he looks good. He rocks it. He rocks the flow. But I don't think I could pull it off quite like he does.